Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Zayin. Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, and we are Lamed Vav Lamed Beis into Perak Echatini Mamedes, in the middle. Says the Mishnah, Lamed Vav Lamed Beis. Sanhedrin Hoysa Kachatzi Gorin Agula, Kadeshi Yuroin Ze Eze. This Sanhedrin was shaped like a semicircle so that everybody could see each other. Everybody could see each other, everybody could see the witnesses, everybody could see everybody involved. So therefore, right, the other Gemaras talk about how some of the Amoraim, when they said, oh, I only saw the back of his head, my Rebbe's head, wasn't the same as seeing the front of it. Imagine what I would have learned if I would have seen the front. Seeing the face is very meaningful. So too the Sanhedrin was shaped in a semicircle so that each of the Dayanim could see. Which Sanhedrin are we talking about? So Rashi says, even the Bezin of 23. Afshel Chaf Gimel. Meaning, the Bezin of 71, but also the Bezin of 23. Ushnei Sofri Hadayanim Omdim Lefnehem, Echad Miyamin, VeEchad Mismol, and there were two Sofrim standing, one on the right and one on the left. What does one on the right and one on the left mean? We'll see in a second. VeKosrin Divrei HaMizakin, VeDivrei HaMechayvin. See, on the side of the Gersa changes the order, and they write down the Divrei HaMizakin and the Divrei HaMechayvin. Rashi says that according to the Tanakhama, there are two, Shnehem, the third to last skinny line, Shnehem Kosvin Devri HaMazakin, Vishnehem Kosvin Devri HaMechayvin. They both, two of them, write the Mazakin, and two of them write the Mechayvin. And therefore, they're both writing both sides. And Shlosha, that is, therefore, both of them record both of the sides. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Shlosha, Echad kosev divrei mezakin, vechad kosev divrei mechayvin, vashlishi kosev divrei mezakin divrei mechayvin. It's not just two, and they both write everything, so that if there's a mistake, they could double check it. But one of them is responsible for the mechayvin, one is for the mezakin, so we could trust that they'll write very slowly. Because they have less to write, they'll focus on it, so they'll each write their respective responsibilities. And then there's another person who's going to write both. He's the fast stenographer, so if there's any little mistake and something that's unclear, so you could check in his notebook. But other than that, it's one and one. They each write their own. It's better for them to have their own focus, says Rabbi Yehuda. And then the other one is the one that spans both sides. V'shalosh shiru shal tamidei chachamim yoshvin lefnehem. And three rows of Talmidei Chachamim sit in front of them. Kol echad ve'echad makir es makomo. Each one of them knowing their spot. What does that mean? This is about the Bali Musa talk about it. We have to be makir es makomo. It's one of the midos that it says in Pirkei Avos that Torah is nicknamed, one of the 48 midos. That's why there's a minhag of starting each of the 48 midos during the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos, and then the last day, chazring all of them. That's what there is a minhag. But Makir es Makomo is one of them. But what does it mean here? Literally, Makir es Makomo. It means that the greatest judges were on the Sanhedrin itself, but then the ones that were on deck, the ones that were the next level down, they were sitting in these rows, but the rows themselves had a specific order. The greatest of the judges that were not in the Sanhedrin sat in the seat number one in the first row. And then seat number two, it continues. And the last one in the first row was greater than the first one in the second row. It was all, and therefore the Mishnah continues. Hutzrachu lismoch somchem and arishona. If they needed somebody else to give smicha to, let's say one of the judges had to leave for some reason, one of the judges died, and then they have to give smicha and they have to add in somebody, so they take the first one from the next row. Echad min ashri, and what happens when they take one from the first row? Everybody moves up. Everybody moves up one. It's not that the person coming from the outside now takes the place of the dayan that just was moved up. Echem en ha'shniya bolo l'rishona. The first person in the second row becomes the last person in the first row. Echem en ha'shlishis bolo l'shniya. And the first person from the third row becomes the last person in the second row. Borin lohen od echan min ha'kohol u'moshivin osho b'shlishis. And then finally they take the new person from the tzibur. Right, it's his day. He became one of the Talmidim now. So he goes into the last row, the last seat of the third row. V'lo ha'yoshi b'mkom shel rishon, ela yoshi b'makom ha'ro'ei lo. He does not skip to the first row. He sits in his place where he is fitting to sit, which is the last one in the third row. There's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Are the rows of Talmidim also in semicircles? right? The row of judges, the row of the smuchim are in semicircles. So Rashi says, the last Rashi on the previous Amud, Lamed Vav Mabez, Yoshvin Lefnehem, Af Heim Ka'agula. They are also like an agula. So let's say you have a semicircle of the judges on one side, and then you have a semicircle of on the other side, so it forms a whole circle. All of them together, but it's all semicircle. The only difference is that the judges themselves were on benches, and the tamidim were on the floor. So that's what that's the difference. But if you look in the Yad Ramah argues on Rashi. He quotes Rashi and says, "V'hani shalashurah shal tamidim mashma deshurosh pshutos hayu v'lo be'igol." I think they were straight. Chada mitlo k'tani b'haragulos. And more, it doesn't say that they were agulos. K'tani gabi sanhedrin. V'su, it sounds like the shuros pshutos mashma. The word shuros is usually meant for straight lines. K'ta amar ba'alma, like it says in Beva Vasra, shlosha ilanos, shlosha matveos k'shura. Mahu, shura always means straight. V'afal pi shaloha yoro azazah, even though so then the talmidim don't see each other. Well, let's say you're sitting in a row, so you don't see somebody on the other side of the row. So, lo ichpat lan, that doesn't matter to us. Me'acher she'roen p'neha sanhedrin, fa'sanhedrin roen is p'nehen, that's enough. Teita shari shur she'krova l'sanhedrin, in a row, p'neha shur she'achareo, v'lo chashu l'kach. Anyway, he says, the first row next to the sanhedrin, they're not going to see the rabbis behind. So not everybody sees everybody, so therefore you see that it's not as much of a kpeda. So therefore says the Yad Ramah, or that I see people on the side, so says the Yad Ramah, they don't have to be in semicircles, they are straight. Okay, machlokes a metzias, Meiri Bana Beis HaMikdash will know from Eliyahu HaNavi how the shuros are supposed to be situated. Yeah? Right, look at that. Yeah, what does the Knesset have? I don't know what they just have a bunch of rows. They're straight. The entire thing is a semicircle. Okay, there's a lot more seats than 23. I know that Knesset Sakadola. Minani Mili. So how do we know that it has to be done in a semicircle? Amr of Acha Bar Chanina, at least the Dayanim, the Amar Krak, the Bodhi says in Shir Hashirim, Sharareich Agan Hasar, Sharareich, your stomach, your belly, Agan Hasar, is like a round goblet, Al Yechzer Hamazeg. It shouldn't lose its dilution. It should be perfectly diluted. Al Yechzer Hamazeg, V'chulu. So we darshan, Sharareich Zusan Edges, Sharareich, so a stomach, a belly is round. That's the source, the first part of the pasuk. That's referring to the Sanhedrin. Lama nikra shma sarareich. So why is it called sarareich like a stomach? She yosheves b'tiburo shel olam. Because the Sanhedrin is in the tibur, the belly button of the world. It's in the belly button of the world. Meaning the Sanhedrin, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, Lishkas HaGazis, that's in the middle of the world. Rashi says, she Beis HaMikdash be'emsa shel olam. We'll get back to that. Let's finish the drushes first. Agan, shehi migina al kol ha'olam kula. Why is it called an agan, like a goblet? That it protects the entire world. Hasahar, sahar in Aramaic means the moon. Sihara is the moon. Shehi doma lasar, it's doma to the moon, that it's circular, and most of the marshal says that most of the month you don't see the whole thing. It just looks like a semicircle. Al yechzer hamazeg, it should be perfectly diluted. It shouldn't be over diluted. Shem hutzrach echad meham latzeis. What does that mean? That even if you have a bezin of 71, you need a third always there. Like we know, diluting wine in the old days when the wine was very strong, they needed at least one third wine and two thirds water. At least according to one of the Amoraim. So to here, if some of the Sanhedrin has to leave, roin im yesh esr mishlosha kineka Sanhedrin katana yotzei. If there are at least 23 left, fine. Vim lav eno yotzei. And if not, not. Right? The Rambam codifies this. If somebody has to take care, let's say one of the great Sanhedrin has their child's wedding. Let's say they have there's some type of simcha of the family, and they have to leave the Sanhedrin. So, halacha is, they gotta make sure that there are 23 left over. 23 left over, there's no 23, sorry. They gotta call in that they can't come. Says the Rambam. Afapi shebez, sorry, wrong one. Says the Rambam, this is the Rambam in Sanhedrin, Gimel, Beis. Ein bezin shalshim v'yachad tzrichin sheyakulan yoshvin ke'echad, b'mkomach v'mikdash. They don't always have to be there sitting there. Ela ba'esha yu tzrichim l'his kabeitz miskapsin kulam. When there's a need for them, when there's a zakein mamre, when there's a, whatever the case may be, they have to gather together. U'bishar ha'itos, kol mi sheyielo esek, yetzi lasos chefza v'chozer. They have to close on a house, so they have to, they're allowed to leave, go back. V'hushol yivchasu me'esu mishlosha, yoshvin tamid kol zman yeshivasan. They always have to have 23 there. Sarach echad me'em latzeis, hariz em mistakel b'chavirav anisharim. You gotta check, look to the right, look to the left, make sure there's still 23. Yishar shavesu mishlosha, yetzei v'imlav lo yetzei ad sheyavo achir. Got to make sure, based on this halacha, a yechzer amazik, that can never be less than 23. There are certain times, right, the Rishonim point out, this is if they have to leave Litzrachav. There are certain times that the entire Sanhedrin leaves. We had that earlier, back in the first parak, on Daf Yudalad, right, we say, when does the whole Sanhedrin leave? Right, maybe it says to an Eglah Rufa. Right, come of them have to go measure. So like, oh, they don't need the whole Sanhedrin there, you only need three of the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara there ends up saying, why did they leave? If you remember, the Nafik Kama, so it says on Yudalad and Mabez, right, it says, what did they leave for? Pshitul Advar Mitzvah. So what did they leave for? Medidas Egla. So is it Medidas Egla? So they know, Lohosif Al Ha'ir Vahal Azaras. Right, let's say the Sanhedrin is going out to add on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, add on to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a reason why they would all go out. So this halacha only applies if it's for personal tzrachim. Personal tzrachim, you always have to have at least 23 there. But the entire Sanhedrin sometimes has to leave for a tzorich mitzvah. For a tzorich mitzvah. What about the night of the Seder? I mean, Leah?
The one who leaves is allowed to participate in the Kmaid. What if he misses Eidos?
The one who leaves, could he be participate? So, Lachora, it's right. It's not at a time when they're accepting Eidos on something that needs to be discussed. No, but there is. Kabbalah's Eidos is, this is Machlokas Rambanan's Reb Sadigon. Did we mention that back on the base? That whether the Kabbalah's Eidos of Dina Nefashis needs to be with 23 also or not. So rather on Bank was a machlokas with the Sadi Gonin himself and Parsha Shoftim. Yeah.
So you were saying Tzorech Mitzvah as a Yachid.
Tzorech Mitzvah as a Yachid. Oh, so let's say Mace Karov. So let's say Tzorech Mitzvah, that's a Tzorech Mitzvah, but it's his personal. So let's say there aren't 23 left. Is he allowed to lead for his own personal Tzorech Mitzvah? I'm not sure. Lechor, yeah. If the whole Sanhedrin can lead the Tzorech Mitzvah, so that unless you say only national needs. Like the host of Al-Hazaris is a national need. Not sure. Okay, one other point, that is the Gemara here calls Yerushalayim the center of the world. Right, the navel, the center of the world. This is quoted by the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadikei, 95. The Mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash, building a Mishkan, Vasuli Mikdash. So there he quotes the purpose of building a Beis HaMikdash. Some Rishonim emphasize Karbanos, some Rishonim emphasize Aliyah L'Regel, different emphases. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Halo Yiduim HaDvarim U'Brurim, Shehakol Le'asher Guf Aseinu, as he says 50 times throughout the Sefer, many, many mitzvahs are to affect us. Achroya Pa'ulos V'mshachos Alavavos, Ki HaGufos Yuchshiru Al Yedei Pa'ulos. We are affected by what we do all day, by our actions. Uberabos ha-pu'ulos ha-tovos, verobas madasan, and the more we do, machshavos ha-lev mitaros, mislavnos, mizdakakos. Our hearts become purified. Therefore, it says the Sefer HaChinuch, if we have a place to go that we can be inspired by, and we see Kohanim doing the avoda with every diktuk of halacha, and it's an amazing place. So then it's going to inspire us, and that's why it's good for us. It's not just to build a house for Hashem. And he continues, that's why he told us, commanded us to build a place that is pure and clean. And Hashem chose the place. Why did he choose that specific place? Maybe because it's the exact center of the the universe. As the Mishnah says in Yuma, Evan Shasia, Shemimena Hushtas Olam. Right, from that spot, that's the first spot HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yesh Miayin from that spot, and the rest of the world came from that spot. But he says, maybe, for Emsoos Nivchar Minaksavos, and the middle is always better than the extremes. Omenatam Sheyia Baruch Hu Hayodeya. Either it's because it's middle, or for some other reason than the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. But that's based on the Medrash Tanchum, it's based on the Gemara Numa, but that is Sefer Chinuch also quotes that from the Midrashim, that Yerushalayim is in the center of the world. How do you know? The globe is round. What do you mean the center? Okay, something has to be the center. Where did it start from? Where did it start from? It comes started from there. Okay, two dots. Once we're darshing the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, so we continue. Bitnei harem aschitim, your beten is like a pile of wheat. Ma harem aschitim akol ne'enim imena, just like a pile of wheat, everybody gets hana from. Afsan hejun akol ne'enim mitameyan, everybody gets hana from the ta'amim, from the reasons of the Sanhedrin. It doesn't say from the psakim, from the reasons of the Sanhedrin. They're so mistaver, and their reasoning is mahane all those around them. Suga bashoshanim, continuing the pasuk, suga bashoshanim, a thorn, a rose surrounded by thorns. Shafilu besuk suga shel shoshanim lo yifritzu bahen pratzos. Even a suga shel shoshanim, Rashi says that there is a rose, Bnei Yisrael, that's surrounded, and Bnei Yisrael want to go to the roads. They don't break through in order to get the rose if it means violating something. That's a mashal given that Suga Bat Shoshana, Bnei Yisrael surrounds their Yetzer is what they want to do. It's surrounded, and even with a little bit of a fence of thorns, Bnei Yisrael do not take part in the Avera. Says Rashi, Vein Tzorach Geder Avanim Lahafsikon. You don't have to put up a stone wall to prevent Am Yisrael from overcoming the Yetzer. Shafilu ein rechokim in aveira l'geder shoshanim mafzik b'neim lo yivrezu pratzos l'geder. They won't break down the wall. V'hainu de amar. Okay, let's continue for a minute. V'hainu d'amar le'ahu mina l'Rav Kahana. This is what the heretic said to Rav Kahana. Amrisu nida shor li'yichudi b'hadi gavra. You say that a woman who's a nida is allowed to have yichud with her husband? That's what you say? A woman who's a nida is allowed to have yichud with her husband, as long as there was bia rishona, right? Before the first bia, then they can't have yet. But a regular nida, efshar esh bina oriz veinam av heves. Is that possible that there's fire on flax and it's not going to burn? I mean, come on! Behind closed doors? How is that possible that a man and a woman are going to be able to control themselves? Omar Lay says, yeah, hatara he'idol aynu suga bashoshanim, shafilu kesuga bashoshanim, lo yifritzim em pratzos, bnei Yisrael are ne'emanim, and therefore they will control themselves and not fall. Rav Soloveitchik has in the Chamesh Drashos, the Rav speaks. He writes there. If you asked me who is a Jew, I would answer one who lives a life of heroism, a hero. In my eyes, a Jew is one who is ready to live heroically, to be always in the minority, to be able to fight against himself and against his own cold logic. Our existence is heroic from several points of view. What does it mean to be a hero? To go and to be the general in the army? The observance of mitzvos is itself bound up with heroism. The capacity to break down one's will and the ability to overcome the natural, instinctive driving force in man are part of the unique Jewish talents for living heroically. And then he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes, the groom enters beneath the marriage canopy. He longs for the canopy and the joys of marriage. On seeking to associate with her, she says, Ra'isi tipas dam kachardal. He turns his face to the other side. No serpent bit him, nor did a scorpion sting him. Alas, suga bashoshanim. What compels the young man to move away from his bride to whom he is drawn? An external force? A physical danger? No. Who would blame him were he to sin? Who would criticize him were he unable to overcome his impulse? Who would know about it all? This entire drama takes place in the innermost chamber in the dead of night. No iron wall shuts him out, but a flower bed of lilies. He only has to step on the flower bed and trample the lilies. But the unique strength found in every Jew prevents him from acting rashly, from trampling fresh and beautiful flowers which cannot protect themselves. This is silent heroism, unsung strength. The heroism of such a young man is superior to that of Alexander of Macedon and Napoleon. Says the Rav, that's what a Jewish hero is. Not somebody who in public, somebody who's kovish their yetzer in private where nobody else knows. Right? It's only between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the people involved. That's it, but that is the heroism of Yahadus, and that's what people have done for many years. But the story of one of the Gdolim, I heard it b'shem a few of them, so I'm not going to quote any of them, like during World War II when they were on a train and this and they were hiding out with their wives, this and that, they didn't touch their wives for years. There's no mikvah. For years they didn't touch their wives. Unbelievable what kind of power that is. For 2 years, right, hiding out and this and that, you would think, okay, we make it on these halachas. No, Suga Bashoshanim. That's his Gemara. That's the inner koach of a Jew. The inner koach of a Jew. Just one other halacha that's alluded to in this Gemara. The Min asked Rav Kahana, an Isha Nida is allowed to have yichud with her husband. An Isha Nida. So there is. The Aruch HaShulchan emphasizes this. It's based on earlier sources. But the first Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Tzadikei in Yeredeia. Kuf Tzadikei is the simon of Harchakos. I know, if you see manim, Kuf Beites is Vestos, Kuf Tzadik is Ksamim, Kuf Tzadikei is all the Harchakos. All of the behaviors that a husband and a wife have to behave with those behaviors during the time that the woman is a Nida. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains why there's so many Archakos, even more than between people who are not married. I'm allowed to give any woman in the world, I'm allowed to hand her something as long as I don't trust her. I could hand her a pen. I could hit any woman, except when my wife, when she's a Nida. That's it. The only woman, based on a Rashi, recorded in Tosfos, which we follow, it's Shulchan Aruch HaShulchan. So there's some chumras, and I can't pass her anything, and the beds have to be separated, all these different halachas. So why so many chumras? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, because you got one big kula. One big kula, and because you have this big kula, that's why Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, know exactly what they're doing, and therefore you have to have all the chumras. What's the one big kula? Heter Yichud. You have a Heter Yichud. You have a Heter Yichud, exactly what the Min asked Rav Kahana. Right, how can you expect? They're behind closed doors. The answer is you're right. But that's why Chazal wanted to help us. And maybe it's only after Chazal did all these halachas. Once you have these halachas, so then Chazal say, this is the balance. You can't function in life if a husband and wife cannot have yichud after they're married, if she's a nida. The world can't function that way. So Chazal, the Torah and Chazal together, balance it out with all of the harchakos. All of the harchakos. That's what he says. Ubishvil shemisyaki tadiri ma asu geder v'syag sheyiskar es nido seha. Ulachen g'neged zeh, mibrei sheal kapanim hu ima tadir hochuchu Chazal lasos harchakos bedvarim she'efshar dim lokein ha'is karvas shekshu ima tadir yavim lidi mich of Harash. Right, so that is why that dafka, this halacha, is why there's basis for the harchakos to balance it out. Okay, Reish Lakish or Mehacha. Reish Lakish has a different pasuk which alludes to the fact that Jews always are great in mitzvos. Kepelach harimon rakasech. Another pasuk in Shir Hashir. We are compared to a rimon, a pomegranate. Afilu reikarnit shebecham malan mitzvos karimon. Even those who are empty amongst you are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate. We mentioned in the past, I'm not going to read it inside again, from the Blujava Rebbe. It's an unbelievable story. One of the stories in Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, Mrs. Eliach writes that the one of the stories of this Jew who was worked really an officer in the for the Nazis, and he was forcing all of the Blujava Rebbe and his crew to eat to work and this and that. And one time it was Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur they dafka did terrible things. They brought in all this food so that the Jews could smell. And they say, eat, 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 eat. And the Blizzard Rebbe, they're just staring. They're saying, we'll do work, we'll do Durabanans, eat, eat, eat. And then this Jewish officer is standing there, and the German who's on top of the Jewish officer says, tell him, force him to eat. He says, Yom Kippur, I can't force him to eat. He says, what do you mean, Yom Kippur? You've been a German officer for the past 4 years. He says, yeah, but it's Yom Kippur. And the Blizzard Rebbe is watching this, and he says, force him to eat or I'm going to shoot you also. He doesn't do anything. Schneeweiss, that was his name. Schneeweiss, and he takes a bullet from the German, and that the Blishever Rebbe says, when I saw this, quoted this Gemara, Afilu Reikarnit Shebecha Malan Mitzvos Karimon, says that the Pintel Yid, when push comes to shove, Malan Mitzvos Karimon. Reb Zeir Amar Mehacha, Vayarach Azriach Begadav, another mitzvah, by Yaakov Avinu, and Yitzchak smells the clothing, and he says he smells the Reach of Begadav, Altrukre Begadav Ela Bogdav. He smells the bogdav, to be a bogey, to be a traitor, but it's still begadav. It's the begadav of every Jew. That's also a hint to, even though they're a bogeyed, it's still a Jew. Hanu biryoni tahavi b'shivi vusa the Rebbe Zeira tahavi makariv lu. There was a biryoni. They were strong men who were in the neighborhood of Rebbe Zeira that he was being makariv. Ki hechi dinahadru lahu b'tiyufta. So that they come to tshuva. He was trying to be makariv them. And Vavikapti Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon were Machpid, Kinoach Nafshei, Drebi Zera. When Reb Zera died, they were Machpid. They said, what are you doing? Are you befriending these people? Should you really be befriending these group of people? When Reb Zera died, Amri, they said, Ado in Nahave, Charicha Katan Shakya, Tavi Bon Lavrachami. Up until now, Charicha Katan Shakya. That was Reb Zera's nickname. Charicha, the burned one. Katin, short, Shaki, his legs. Because the Gemara elsewhere tells a story that he wanted to see if he was on a high level or not. So he jumped into an oven. An oven that was on to make sure he was on a high level and his legs got burnt. His legs got burnt. So they called him Charicha Katan Shakya, the short one who got his legs burnt. So they said, up until now, Davi Ban Lan Rachmi used to daven for us, used to help us out, used to befriend us. Hashta Man Boy Alan Rachmi, who's going to help us out now? Who's going to befriend us? Hiru Bili Bayu Va'avdu Tshuva. And they all were Chozer B'tshuva from the, just the fact that Reb Zera, in his lifetime, he didn't even see what he did till after he died. And after he died, look at the effect that he had. The Chazon Ish, just to show you the famous Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shechita, where the Chazon Ish says, you know, Bizman Hazeh, the halacha of Moridim V'lo Malin, the halacha that certain types of heresy, certain people are considered heretics, and we just let them go, and we don't care about them. Many of those halachas don't apply anymore, because in many, many cases, the most unaffiliated people are Tinok Shenishbas. They are the halachic status of a Tinok Shenishba. V'nireh, says the Chazon Ish, when do we see all these halachas apply? When Hashem's hashkacha is clear. That's when all of these halachas apply. But, skipping. Where the basic people out there don't believe. Throwing somebody into a pit is not closing up the fence. Ella hosafas hapirza. That's making the hole in the fence even greater. Shayia beinam kemaisa hashchasa va'almos chas b'shalom. V'kiva shekol atzmenu l'takein ein adin noig b'shash ein botikun va'oleinu lahachziram ba'avosos ha'ahava. That's his lashon. It's incumbent upon us to bring them back with ropes of love. Ulahamidam bekeren ora b'mashi yadenu magas. And as far as much as we could do. Nowadays, it's all about love. It's all about trying to bring them back with Avas HaTorah. And to show them the beauty of the Torah, that is what is needed. And that's what Reb Zera tried to do. Shalosh Shuros. Amar Abaya, Shvami Naki, Naidi, Kulu Naidi. So what do you see from the whole description of the Mishnah? When somebody moves, they all move. Right? One guy gets up, so everybody moves a seat. Lemalahu, Ana Inavi, Sivri Beresha, Hashem, Mosfisale, Vidan V. But what do you mean? Think about the guy who's first in the second row. He's becoming last in the first row. Is that right? I'm the first in the second row. And now I'm going to the back of the first row. So my Rabbi says, yeah, Darmi Lehachi, Havi Zanav Larayos, Valtihi Rosh L'Shualim. It's better to be a tail of lions than to be a head of foxes. Right? If I'm all the way in the upper deck and I get to come to the back row of the box seats, hey, it's great. None of the, I used to be in the front, I mean, I was the first row in the upper deck. Yeah, but look, now you're in the box seats. You're the back row there, but you're still in the box seats. Right, so here too, better to be a tail for Arayot and not to be a head of foxes. Says the Mishnah, case of Ayman Asa'edim, how are we Ma'ayim? How do we instill fear in the Edim so they do not testify falsely? Al Edim Nefashos, how you machnisin osan, when it comes to life and death cases, they bring them in, Uma'ayman Aleyan, and they instill fear in them. Shema Tomru Me'omad, maybe you're saying Me'omad based on estimation. Umi Shmua, maybe you heard about it. Aid me pi aid. Maybe you didn't see it. Somebody told you. Umi pi adam naman. Even from a naman person. Shema iatam yodim shesofenu levdok aschem b'tushav chakira. Do you know that we are going to cross-examine you very hard? You better stand up to the challenge. Have a yodin shalokadin imam retin nefashis. Do you know that this is not just about money? Talking about life and death here. Tini Maminis Adam Nosin Mamunim is Kaperlo. By Maminis, you falsely accuse somebody and you make a pay? Okay, so you can give it back. You can pay back the money. Dine Nefashis, Damo Vidam Zara Yosef, Tulian Boat Sofa Olam. But Dine Nefashis, if you're lying, then the blood of all of his progeny are going to be crying out to you for generations. Shekein Matzino Bakayin, because we find by Kayin, Sharagas Achiv that killed his brother Havel, Shinemar, and what does it say there? Demei Achecha Tzoakim. The bloods, plural, right, of your brother is screaming out to you. Ein omer dam achecha el demei achecha. Damo v'dam zarosav. Right, his blood and all the potential generations that could have come out from him. Davar acher, demei achecha. Another pshat is maybe his blood, because his blood was all over the place when you killed him. It wasn't in one spot. That's what he says, the bloods. Therefore, this is why nivra adam yechidi. This is all what we tell the Edom. This is why did Hashem create man yechidi, singular, meaning he only created Adam. He didn't create 10 men. He created one man, and everybody came from him. L'amedcha, to teach me four different ideas. Number one, if you destroy somebody, if you cause somebody to die, it's as if you destroyed the whole world. Right? Because Adam was the whole world. So you see, one person can be the whole world. And if you're Mekayim, if you save one life, it's as if you saved the whole life. This is an organization, just one life. Because one life is a whole world, right? That's why Adam was created as one, not as two. Even Chava came from Adam to show that one person is a whole world. Number two, mipnei shalom avrius. And the second reason why everybody comes from Adam, to keep peace amongst people. Shalom yomar Adam lechaveru, Abba gadol miavicha. Right? The little kids say, my father is bigger than your father, right? We compete. No, we all have the same father. We all have one father. There's no competition. We love one father, Adam Arisha. Number three, Vishalo Yu Aminim Omrim, Habe Rishigas Bashamayim. If there were four people created, the Apikarsa might have said, hey, four gods. They each created their own person. No. Only one God and one person created. And finally, number four, Ula Hagid, Gudula Social Akadish Baruchu, to reflect the greatness of Hashem. Sha'adam Tovia Kamemat Beos Bechosam Echad. If you are making coins, if you're making anything, you have one chosam, klon domenz elazeh, all your coins come out, they look the same, because you have one signet. Umelech malchei hamlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tava kol ha'adam, b'chosam moshal adam arishon, vein echan ha'yem doma l'chaveiro. Hashem patterned everybody after Adam, and everybody looks different. There's not two, no two people look alike. No two people look alike, and that's the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though they all came from one, they all look alike. There is an interesting, I saw the Sharm Sinai Balacha quotes this, Tosfos Yishanim in Yuma. What did Tosfos Yishanim in Yuma say? The Mishnah there says, the beginning of the sixth parak, the two goats of Yom Kippur have to look exactly alike. The two goats of Yom Kippur. So says the Tosfos Yishanim there, and even though it's not possible for two people to look exactly alike, like our Mishnah says, and that is why there's an opinion later on in our Masechta that says, Betzor or Moreh never happened, because the halacha is that the parents have to look exactly alike, and they have to sound exactly alike, and they have to be the same exact height. And that's why one opinion says lo hayav lo nivra, or one of the three things that there's a mandamah that says lo hayav lo nivra, but by animals, it's possible. Right, so he quotes our Gemara in contrast. This is Yuma Samach Beis. The Avo Bishain Mamish Domo Zulazu, the Minibu Yushalmi, the Filuchita Achas in a Domo Lachaverto, Mikomachon Binashi Yushavin Bemar of a Koma, Kol Mashi Yuchlu. It looks exactly enough. It's close enough. Even though there's another Chazal that say even two pieces of wheat never look alike, this is close enough when it comes to animals. But people never look alike. Even if you have identical twins, but still a little differences. If you get to know them, you'll realize the differences between them. Everybody looks different. Lefichach. Therefore, says the Mishnah, kol echad. So now we're expanding. This is what we told the Edom. And then we say, lefichach, therefore, kol echad echad chayv lomar bishvili nivra ha'olam. That is why everybody has to say, because of me, the world was created. Just because of me. Says the Avodas Yisrael, bishvili nivra, you gotta have one birei chasidus on this. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Lo lehiska'os bazeh, ela ha'hipuch. This doesn't make you into a balgaiva. That's not the purpose. The purpose is the opposite. It'll lead you to humility. Why? The whole world was for me. So what have I accomplished in life? The whole world is for me. Everything around me is for me. Acharei shekol olam nivra bishvilo. Haim hu asa kol ma shemutal alav v'chti she'olam hazeh yizkayem. V'im hu chashuv kol kach. Tzorech lavod es Hashem b'yeser se'ez or b'yeser oz. B'chol kocho b'chol mini avdus. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Bishvili nivra ha'olam, right? Rav Kook says, we mentioned this many times. Rav Kook says on the Shmoneh Esrei that we see on Yom Kippur. Elokai ad shalom nosarti eini chadai. I have a purpose in life. Every one of us, each one of us has a purpose in life. Before I was created, before I was born, none of us were supposed to live in the 1800s. None of us had a purpose then. We didn't have a tachlis then. Ad shelo nosarti eini chadai. It wasn't kedai for me. I wasn't supposed to be alive in the times of Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Akiva Eger or the Rambam or the Rif. I didn't have a tachlis then. But v'yachshav shenotzarti kivlo notzarti. And that's what we do vidui. Now that I was created in the time period when I have a tachlis, when I have a purpose to fulfill, kivlo lo notzarti. Right? That's why we have to do tshuva and try to figure out and fulfill our tachlis. Okay, so that's what we tell the Edom. V'shema tomru. This is pretty scary stuff then. So what if the Edom turn around and say, okay, my lot of us are azos. Okay, we're out of here. We are leaving. V'halo kvar ne'mar, v'hu eid o ra'a o yada im lo yagid v'chulu. No, we know this is daraisa. Yesterday's parsha, right? Karban ha'eshvuas ha'edus. That if somebody knows testimony, they have a chiyuv to say the testimony. V'shema tomru ma lanu l'cho b'damo shel zeh. Aye, but why should we put somebody to death? It was a death. He already killed somebody. So we're going to kill somebody else? The answer is, yeah, v'alo kvar ne'mar, b'avod rishaim rina. No, Hashem is happy when rishaim are gotten rid of. So therefore, it's something that we encourage. We encourage, even though they might be scared to do it. Even though they might be scared to do it. Okay. Vayter. Tana Rabbanan. This might be Uriah Duff here. Might be on the desk inside. Tana Rabbanan. You know, the thin. Ketzad me'omed. What does it mean, me'omed, when we tell the Edim? Did you estimate? Maybe you didn't really see the Edus. Maybe you estimated. Ketzad me'omed. Omer lahen. Shema kach re'isem. Maybe this is what you saw. Sheratz acher chaveiro l'churva. Maybe you saw somebody running after somebody else into a churva. Veratz them acharav. And you saw somebody running after them. Umatzazim saya biyado. Vidamo metaftef. Farug mefarper. What happens? You see Reuven running after Shimon with a knife, and then you see Reuven come out from behind the house, and Reuven's knife is full of blood. Shimon is on the floor dying. That's what you saw. Well, you know what happened, right? Imkach reisem lo reisem klum. If that's what you saw, you didn't see anything. Meaning that's not edus. Meaning circumstantial evidence. Big Shiloh, what do you do with circumstantial? What if Bezdin knows, but there's one that was no edus? What if the entire Sanhedrin, the entire Klai Yisrael, sees Reuven kill Shimon, but there was no hasra? So we're going to get to later on. There are certain ways that Bezdin could put him into a kippah. What if there's DNA evidence? What status does DNA evidence? It's definitely not Hasra. Maybe he could tell you exactly. What if you have a video camera? All these, right? You have videos and all so many stores, so many cases have been solved, Baruch Hashem, based on video cameras. So what halachas do all that have? It's not Eidus, meaning it's not two witnesses. Maybe for Eidus Isha. Maybe for Eidus Isha, as we know, that certain DNA evidence that played a major role in the 9/11 Shilas. I mean, if somebody was, you didn't know, but above the planes, basically everybody was Matir. Once you know they were there, above the planes, that was Mutter right away. But let's say if not, let's say that the tricky cases were the cases where the husband left for work in the morning and they never heard, the wife never heard from them. They don't know if they got to work. They don't know. So it's unbelievable the science that was used. Every time you make a cell phone call, they can have a record of which tower it used. So therefore, they could tell if it was used at all. And every subway card, where it was purchased, and if it was used that much. Every part of technology was used for halacha in those, besides the regular DNA, that they kept searching and searching, hoping to find a part of the DNA of the body. Okay, anyways, that's this case. Circumstance, but for Eidus Isha, it has a lower standard. But for regular Eidus, for Nefashis, then we would require the highest standard. Tanya. Amar Reb Shimon ben Shetach, Erev ben Achama. Reb Shimon ben Shetach says, Erev ben Achama, what does that mean? Halavai, I should see. Imlo Re'isi, it's a lashon of Shvua. Imlo Re'isi, Echash Haraz Achar Chaveir L'Churva, V'rasi Acharav, V'Re'isi Saif B'yadav, V'dam V'tav Thev, V'Harg M'Farper. Right, so I saw that he saw this whole thing, all the circumstantial case. V'amarti lo Rasha, Mi Haragol Hazeh, O Ani O Ata. One of us killed Shimon. It's either me or you, and it wasn't me. Avo Ma'ese, Shin Dabcha Masr B'yadis. But what could I do that I didn't see it? I wasn't so fast enough, so I didn't see it. Shari Amr Tar, Bishnaim Edim, you must amaze. You need two witnesses. Hayodeya Machshavos, Yipara Me'oso Ha'isha Haregas Chaveiro. Whoever killed Shimon should pay for it. And Amr Lozaz Misham, Ashavon Nachash, V'chishav Amaze. Boom, the guy died. A Nachash came and bit the perpetrator and died. Right? Hayodeya Machshavos, the Marsha says, because Hashem knows, was it Bekavana, was it Bemezid, was he... did he have Das and Seichel at the time? So that's why he says, Hayodeya Machshavos. V'hai bar Nachashu. One second. A rotzeach deserves to get bitten by a snake. The Amar of Yosef, the Chaitani Rabbi Chizkiya, the Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Afal Pisha Batla Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin does not preside anymore, Arba Mises Lo Balu, but people still get the four Mises Bastin. Skidla Sreva Harakhanak. They do? Lo Batla Vabalu. What do you mean? There's no more Sanhedrin. Ella Din Arba Mises Lo Balu. No, it means that the Din of Arba Mises is not Batla. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes is still in charge. Mishan is Chayv Skila. Somebody who gets his Chayv Skila Ono from an Agag. Either Achman Aslan falls off a roof, or Chayv Der Sasso, or a Chaya tramples them, which is similar to skila. Mishan is chayev sreifa, o nofel b'deleika, o nachash b'chisho. The poison of a snake is like fire. Mishan is chayev hariga, o nimsal malchus. Whoever is chayev hariga, which is sayif, either is given to the malchus, because that's how they usually kill people. O listen, banalav. Mishan is chayev chenek, strangulation, o tovea b'nahar, o meis b'srunchi. Is not b'nahar, or srunchi, which is a choking type of illness. Remember from Yevamis, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. All 24,000 Talmidim, they died besrunchi. Right? They died with this illness because they were no kavod zebazeh. They didn't talk nicely about each other. Sefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gave them an illness with their throat. But what do you see from there? Everything is specifically catered to the specific onesh that is needed. And somebody, a rotzeach is chayef saif, not a sreifa. And this guy got bitten by a snake. So he should have gotten saif, not sreifa. So where it says, Amri ahu chetach risi havi bay. He must have done something else one day that was chayiv of sreifa. Damar mar, mishan is chayiv shnei mises bezin nida b'chamura. As we'll have later on, if anybody's chayiv two mises bezin, he gets the worst one. So this was the worst one. Sreifa, we pass on some machlokes, but sreifa is worse than saif, and therefore he got sreifa. There is a arve nochal that's quoted by a number of mefarshim here. It's quoted also in the Birei Chasidus. But it's quoted from the Arvei Nachal, one of the rabbis. Kasav shekal haonshem shebatorah ikarim hi emes v'chemla. Really, on shemisa, all the chayvim misas bezdin is really a rachmanis. It's a rachmanis. It's not out of din. It's out of rachamim. Why? Afal pisha lefima shenira yesh lahem achzarius v'din ach onesh hu tikun l'mashe pagam ha'adam es atzmo al yedei aveira. But really, when a person does the Avera, he has stained his neshama in such an extreme way that La'asa Lava, forget it. It would be terrible. For eternity, he would be punished. Shekasha Bezdin Manishina was Sobonish Aroyla, but the second that Bezdin punishes him, Hu Niskan V'chozer L'Madrigaso HaRishona. Bezdin punishes him, he goes back to his first Madrega. V'lachein Ein Ba'ochim Ha'elu Tzad Shal Achzariyas V'nekama Elazeh Kemo Hotzoas Kesem Me'habeged. It's as if you're burning off a stain. That's what an onesh is. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there in his infinite wisdom. And that's why the Sefer HaChinuch also, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Ki Tseitzei, he writes by Malchus, right after somebody gets Malchus, they're Koshel HaEdus. Koshel HaEdus, even though you give it, he's been doing this Aveira many times. Right when he gets Malchus, he's Koshel HaEdus. Period. That's it. Right? It says that the Pasuk uses the Lashon Achicha in the Torah. So right away, an Onesh cleanses, an Onesh fixes. It's not just based on Din. That's the Dalam Mises Bezdin. It's really a Rachamim. And that's what the Me'iri also says here, and then we'll finish up. The Me'iri says, La'olam al yahar her adam acher midoshav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very important and deep me'iri, which you always have to think about. A person should not be maharer after the midos of Hashem. Bir oso heder hasidur lamara einav. It looks like no seder in the world. On a personal level, on a national level, right? It looks like Sadik Viralo, Russia Vitovlo, Vikolshkim and Yoni Sadik Viralo, Russia Vitovlo. Avo Yeda, we have to know. Kia Kol, Bemishpat, Atsur Tamim Pa'alo. Vim Ofane Dirachavne Elamim Imenu, even though we don't understand it. Mehem Lamarik Avanoseim Bolamazeh. Umeyem Behefech, Lashalim Gemul. Sometimes Hashem wants to give punishments in this world so we don't suffer in the next world. Sometimes Yidavka wants to give a good thing to a big Russia in this world, so that he gets nothing in the next world. This is all we know. Tov Hashem Lakol. So we say in Ashrei. All we got to do is think about it. Tov Hashem Lakol. Do we mean it? We have to mean it, even though sometimes it's very difficult. Tov Hashem Lakol. That's what we have to focus on. Right? The Pnei Yeshua writes in Brachas. Right? We say that if you say Ashrei three times a day, you go to Olam Haba. Wow. Or Shabbos, really. Go to Olam Haba, that's pretty easy. Three times go to, no, it doesn't mean if you say it, if you mean it, if you feel it. If we say Ashrei B'Kavana three times a day, right? Harei Hu Ben Olam Haba, right? That's Pshat, right? We have to realize that. Okay, two more minutes, let's go. Me'umad. Two dots. B'dinin Nefashis, Udulam Dinan, B'dinin Mamanis Amdinan. So we say to them, B'dinin Nefashis, hey, did you see this by estimation? So is that to say that by Dina Mamanis we don't ask him that? But by Mamanis even Omen would work? Keman Kerbiacha. Tatan Rabiacha Omer. It's like Rabiacha who says, Gamal ha'ocher bein ha'gamalim. Let's say you have a camel that is ocher amongst the camels. What does that mean? Either it means there's a camel in heat, and therefore there's one camel that's going crazy with the other camels jumping around, or it's a camel that's damaging, and then v'nimsa gamal harug b'tzido. And then all of a sudden you look and there's a dead camel. So could you assume that the camel that's jumping around killed this other camel? So be a duish, is that how I go? You're allowed to assume that. Meaning Rav Acha says by dini mamonis, you're allowed to give testimony based on estimation. So Gemara says, is that true? Well, the taimeich. What do you mean? Everything that you ask by nefashis is okay by mamonis? Aid me, paid. Diktani b'dini nefashis hu delarm rinan ha b'dini mamonis am rinan. What do you mean? Aid me, paid. So that's not, we say by, ask them that by din nefashis. You're allowed to have that by mamanis? No, you're not. V'hatnan. Im amar hu amar li shani chayev lo. Ish ploni amar li shu chayev lo. Lo amar klum. We had this earlier in the parak. Achi yomar befaneinu ho delo shu chayev lo masayim zuz. If I testify in court that Reuven told me that Shimon owes him money, it doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't work by mamanis. So Alma, what do you see? Even something that might be puzzled by both, we still throw it into the ayom by nefashis. We would still say it by din nefashis. So there's no raya that because it's not it's said by nefashis that it would be kosher by mamonis. Three more lines. Have a yodim. You should know that mamonis is not like nefashis. This teaches us that Kayin killed Hevel with many in many places. You couldn't tell exactly which one was the death one. He just kept killing him. From the day that the land accepted the dam of Hevel and absorbed it. Shuv lo pascha. The land has never opened up again. Shneemar miknaf aretz miros shamanu tzviv letzadik. Miknaf aretz v'lo mipiha aretz. Now only from the knaf aretz. What's singing? The knaf, the edge of the ground, but not the whole peh of the ground. The whole peh of the ground doesn't open up. Ay esvi chizkia achiv chizkia, the brother of Rabbi Yehuda. Right, these are the two brothers, the other sons of Rabbi Yehuda. The son of Rabbi Chia asked, doesn't it say Vatitzchara? It says Pia, right? It says by Korach that it opened up its mouth. It's opened up for Ra, but not for Tova. It sounds like from this Gemara that it was not good for the land to open up its mouth, right? From that time, the land didn't open up its mouth. Ask the Ein Eliyahu. The Ein Eliyahu says, but the Medrash says. The Medrash says, "Shebishah shahara kain is hevel hayamushlach v'lo yada kain malasos." There's a Medrash. Kain didn't know what to do. So all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought two birds that Kain saw, and one bird killed the other bird, and then dug a grave for it and buried its friend. That's what the Medrash says. And Kain says, "Oh, that's what you're supposed to do." So because of that, he learned from the birds. Umehemla matkain v'kaver is hevel v'yaschar shel ofos alkach. What's the schar of the ofos? There's a mitzvah of kisi adam by ofos. That's what the Medrash says. So what do you see from there? That it was a mila. It was a mila for the earth to cover it up. So what do you mean? Was it a mila or was it not a mila? So says the Ein Eliyahu, no. To the body, there was a mila, but not the blood. Because the blood should have stayed bubbling in order to teach everybody a lesson. Just like the blood of Zechariah Navi, the blood of Zechariah, which didn't stop bubbling in times of Nevuzradan, right? So the blood, not, but just the goof, maybe should have been buried, but not the dam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow with Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. Big fat dafim coming up. Hashem, we'll do our best.